Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Fitzwilliam Museum is back open as of tomorrow. Kate Carino is Assistant Director of Operations and Engagement. She is on the line now. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. How are you, Julian?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for a Monday anyway. One assumes you've been closed since the start of lockdown, but what's been going on, if anything, behind the scenes?
So we've had a crew of people on site keeping the building sort of safe and well, essentially, just as we've been keeping ourselves safe and well. So a small crew of people there in the building. We've had conservators and technicians going, conservators initially, to keep an eye on how the environment in the museum is and how it's doing with the works of art. And more recently, we've had a big deep clean of the galleries. So that's a sort of collections deep clean. In the last few weeks, we've been warming up to opening up, doing our preparations with signage, sanitizer, all of the usual things, some staff training. Yeah. And we've also set up a brand new ticketing system, which allows people to book online, make sure that we're delivering on our responsibilities with track and trace and so on. So a lot of activity. And then in addition to that, we've been continuing with programs for audiences online. And we've been collaborating with Cambridge City Council to deliver art resources to the food banks as well. So not just online, real live art resources as well. So we've been pretty busy.
I was going to say, it feels like you've been more busy than had you been open normally by the sounds of things.
I wouldn't quite say that, but it's really interesting. Like a lot of people, lockdown has not been a quiet time, and we've been doing our very best to keep engaged with our local Cambridge and county audiences.
Yes, well, I'd like to delve into maybe some of those things in a little bit more detail now. Specifically, now, as I understand it, you have been having a bit of a test run for the past few days or so, just to make sure that the systems that you have at the Fitzwilliam are working properly. I guess they all went pretty well, otherwise you wouldn't be talking to me this morning. But if somebody, for example, if I thought to myself, rather fancy looking around the Fitzwilliam, haven't been for a few months. What do I have to do in order to come in? It's not, presumably, it's not just a matter of turning up like I might have done in the past.
So, no, go to our website, and there, right on the front page of the website, is a big welcome banner, and in there, there's a link through to our ticketing system, and there you can book normal times, Tuesday to Saturday, 10 till 5, Sunday, 12 till 5. And there are 15-minute slots within that. So pick a time. Nominally, we've allowed 2 hours a visit, but we're being very flexible about that because we've kept the numbers really quite low to allow that kind of flexibility. The booking system is very simple. You do need to register. That's the thing that does the track and trace, and it also means we can keep in touch with people in future. So first time it will take you that little bit longer because you've got to enter your email and your phone number and so on. But once you're in, it's really, really simple. And indeed, in this launch period, we have been trying out kind of getting people to book their tickets outside the museum as they're entering. So it's not impossible if the space to basically kind of get to the museum, book your own ticket on your smartphone and come in. But that ticket is key. We do need to know who's in the museum, and part of our strategy to keep things safe is also to keep a control on numbers.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It sounds a little bit like when one goes to, sometimes when you book a restaurant table online, you're given a selection of times, aren't you, in which you can be served up your dinner. And it sounds a variation on that insofar as you pick your time slot, and then that's the time, presumably, that you report to the front entrance at the Fitzwilliam.
Yes, indeed. And if you can come within sort of 10, 15 minutes of that slot, that's great, because it means that we're not then crowding the next slot. But again, we're trying to be as flexible as we can. Mm. We realise there's a lot of change for people, and we want to keep things as simple as we possibly can.
So once you're in, do you have to follow a particular route or arrows or direction around the museum? I know I'm one of these awful people who tries to dot around if he can from room to room, but presumably I don't have to go into a straight line this time around.
Well, Julian, we've tried to keep it, again, we've tried to account for people like you and, frankly, me too. The main instruction...
We'd be dreadful at IKEA, wouldn't we? We'd never be able to get to the end of the place. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, no, IKEA, I always want to start at the end and sort of work back, but there you go. That's just me. So, what we've tried to keep it simple by saying, by and large... keep left, and in any given space, kind of keep left, but you can kind of use, if you like, a gallery, almost like a roundabout, to double back on yourself. And there are one or two spaces where keep left doesn't work, so there are arrows which are guiding you to the right. And everywhere there's little arrows on the floor indicating the direction you should take. But we've veered away from that sort of single route, partly because the Fitz is both simple in that you can do the keep left thing, but also it's got kind of, a number of different routes around it. So for the time being, let's hope this works well with the general public. That's what we've done rather than a one-way route. The only thing that I would say is that the entrance is now through the courtyard entrance. That's the one to the southern end of the site, so nearest Lensfield Road. We haven't got entrance through the big grand portico, and we're getting people to kind of come round the museum and back out through that southern entrance too.
Mm. What happens to places like the gift shop? Is that still going to be open?
So, very exciting tomorrow. We're opening the gift shop for the first time. So we didn't have it open during our soft launch period. So that opens tomorrow to the public as we do. And then the cafe with a more sort of slightly more reduced, if you like, COVID compliant offer. The cafe opens next Tuesday. That's the 18th.
Okay. And what can we see? Because I'm thinking that you probably had to stop some of your exhibitions halfway through. Things like Feast. I think people would have seen the sort of the pineapple icon, both in front of the museum and also on the posters. Do they get an extension or anything? What's happening there?
Yeah, so people who've walked past the museum will have seen the pineapple there throughout lockdown, and the pineapple is still there. And we've managed to keep Feast and Fast, our exhibition, open until the 31st of August. So we're very, very grateful to all our lenders for allowing us to do that. I should have said admission to the museum is still free, ticketed but free. And admission to Feast and Fast, likewise, is still free. For that, when you book your admission ticket, providing you're booking the slots that are on the hour starting at 11 o'clock, you can book a special accompanied tour around Feast and Fast, and you'll be one of a group of no more than six people going around with one of our front of house staff to see the exhibition. So I would recommend, if you're particularly keen to see Feast and Fast, that's the thing that's, if you like, most likely to sell out because of the constraints on, because it's only on until the 31st.
So you only got until the end of the month, see Feast and Fast.
Yeah.
So I guess we better get a move on. Do we need to bring face coverings if we're coming round? What are the rules on that?
Indeed. So face coverings in museums and galleries became law on Saturday the 8th. We were actually going with a face coverings advised and encouraged even before that, but they are now required. And you'll see that our staff are wearing either visors or face coverings. So our aim is really to make sure that people really do feel safe as they're coming around the museum. And that's all part and parcel. But yes, as visitors, please bring your face coverings with you. And please do wear them inside the museum for your safety and also for the safety of our wonderful staff.
Yes, that's some good advice there. Well, Kate, thank you very much for coming on this morning. It looks like you've pretty much got things all organised for tomorrow when the Fitzwilliam is back open once again. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you, Julian. Have a good week.
You too. Thank you very much. It's Kate Carino. She's a director of operations and engagement at the Fitzwilliam Museum. I'm looking forward. I never managed to get to see Feast and Fast, so I might see if I can sneak in on one of those tours over the next few days.
Live and local.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.